Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
To get a little flavour of what it was like to be in the middle of the throng, I'm going to talk to our old friend Sinead Mooney. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Ryan.
Well, I mean, was the ouzo flowing or were the tears falling? What was happening last night?
Do you know, it was the most amazing atmosphere.
Yes.
It was something else. Our flight got in quite late. None of this was planned. It just happened to be that you go on your holidays for the day of a referendum in Greece.
Yeah.
And tried to get the metro, and this young guy started laughing when I was trying to ask him how to buy a ticket. He was like, no, today is not the day for a ticket, madam. So that immediately had a sense, okay, something very different is going on here. When you got into the city centre, we dumped our bags, saw on the telly that something big was going, and we headed down to the square. And it was just a fantastic atmosphere of very much young people.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking around going, is there any grey hair here at all, or is it just me? Because the demographic was very much under 40, except for this little cohort in the middle who were almost spearheading the excitement, in that they were the people leading, singing. They were the people whirling around in circles, doing all of this Greek dancing. It was just amazing. It was lovely. It was very calm. People were selling beers. People were drinking a few beers. Yeah. But in no way was it a kind of an Irish-style celebration where there would have been a lot more booze consumed. It was lovely. It was amazing. And it kind of felt a bit momentous.
Yeah, and it did have that feel. And, of course, every time we see a big crowd with flags, we always go, it was an Italian 90 for the Greeks. But it just had that sense of Mardi Gras.
It did. No, I kind of got talking to a few people. There was a young guy, because everyone was taking photos, and there was as many journalists around doing pieces to camera and furiously typing copy. But there was a young guy there, and I got chatting to him. He was kind of maybe late 20s, early 30s, and he had voted no. And I said, well, are you happy then with the result? And he said, well, no, happy isn't the word. I have a job, and actually I work in the banking system, ironically enough. So I'm not happy. But what he felt was that there was a great democratic deficit, and that this was a way for people, for Greek people, to say, no, you know, there are bureaucrats in Europe who do not necessarily get to tell us how to live. And that's what he felt was important.
Yeah.
I spoke to another guy, then got a beer from this man, and he was going, where are you from? And I was going, Ireland. And he was going, oh, his thumbs up, you know, you're an independent people. So there seemed to be this sense that it was as much about democracy as it was about finance.
Mm, okay, well, what happens next is they'll go back and they'll have to sign some class of deal that will put them under the yoke for Europe. So it was a nice thing. You know what I mean? It was a nice thing to do, and it was a good thing to do in terms of saying, to hell with you all. But the likelihood is, if they do want more money, they're going to probably have to do a bit of barring and scraping, a la the Irish story, sad to say. But ultimately, all told, it was a big win for the government in terms of the final result, and the vibe is good. It was one up for the people, really.
It was. And when you were walking along the street, one thing I really noticed was how much graffiti. Every building is just covered in graffiti.
Really?
Yeah, like extraordinary. And like the Bank of Greece, there's a big kind of red kind of cross to the Greece part, and it's actually now the Bank of Merkel.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, you can kind of go, isn't it great? And like, I did look around and everyone seemed to be young, and I was kind of going, on a personal level, I was kind of going, this is lovely, but this is,
yeah.
You would worry then, you're kind of going, in 2 days' time, what's going to happen?
Yes.
But actually, you know, they're standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going, no, you know, you know, it's not necessarily a naive vote. It was a big turnout. It was a very staunch majority saying one particular thing. So, you know, maybe it was a revolutionary night that will have kind of a longer impact than what, you know, might be immediately anticipated.
For sure. You're on holiday there. So it seems
I am on holidays, yeah.
We were up until about 3.5 minutes ago. And obviously, now, and it's funny because once you mention this to people, we're talking about people, suddenly people everywhere, every other person you know is going, I'm going to Greece on my holidays. So maybe it's because of the nature of the story that we know more people going to Greece. Anyway, you're there now and we're hearing the stories about, if you go to the machine, you can only get 60 quid out. And I said, no, that's the Greek money. Don't worry about that. Be careful of the credit card. you can't travel anywhere. There's going to be pickpockets everywhere because they know that all the Europeans are going to have cash in their pocket and so on and so forth. Did you have any fears? And have any of those fears been borne out?
No, not really.
There you go.
You know something? Maybe, you know, people always go, oh, people are lovely. And you kind of go, maybe that's because you're in a holiday mode. You're more inclined to see people as being friendly. But anybody we met last night was absolutely lovely. There was very little police presence, no police presence, to be quite honest with you. It was just a really nice atmosphere. There were people with big screens outside sitting around. It was like prime time had kind of become a big televised event in that people were sitting, they were sitting outside watching these big screens with political debates on them.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, this is where democracy was born.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a really, really great atmosphere.
Well, look, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning, giving us a little insight into the crowds and the heat and everything else besides Sinead. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. We'll leave you alone now.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a million. Bye for now.
Bye.
Sinead Mooney and giving us a little, as I say, insight into what it was like on the square, the Constitution Square, I think it's called, in Athens, in Greece.